Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at rt.ie. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What happened?
Joe, well, this is the second time it's after happening to me, so I said I'd get on and highlight the problem.
Okay.
About a couple of months ago, it was just the ceramic pots.
Okay.
They were taken, and they were very expensive.
These are the big ceramic pots that are outside.
Huge.
A lot of, some of them have small trees. Are they expensive?
Very expensive,
okay.
Joe. Yeah, I went to one of the very good garden centres and got my pots. And what happened was that they took the pots, but they flung the plants on the road when I got up the next morning. They were all over the road. And I replaced them foolishly.
Yeah, okay.
And it's happened again, and the plants went this time as well with my rhododendron bushes.
Now, are you saying that they... How would you lift them? They're quite heavy, aren't they? They're massive.
They were very big. Well, I suppose two people could lift them, Joe. They wouldn't have been, you know...
Well, could they reverse... I don't know. Obviously, you didn't see them, but could they reverse a van up to the massive...
I didn't think of that. The thoughts of the van coming into the driveway even is shocking.
And what would you put a value on them?
You're talking over 100 each for the pots anyway, Joe.
Okay. And have you heard of it happening to other people?
I did. I heard it happen to actually a relation of mine. It happened to as well.
Okay.
Recently.
I presume no one has ever caught.
No. I'm using plastic now in the front garden.
That doesn't look as nice.
No, but sure, what can I do?
Yeah.
Maybe nail it down.
Now, no gags now about the special branch or anything, but do you report it to the police, or do you think it's too trivial?
I felt it was too trivial, but the second time I did think about it, but I just thought I'd highlight it with you, you
okay.
know. And
by the way, the gardens, anyone walking around any suburb indeed at the moment looking in, some of the gardens are absolutely magnificent. They're a joy to behold, actually, with their pots, with their miniature trees or their full trees, with their flowers, with their colours, with their nasturtiums, with all the beautiful magnolias, the lavender. It's an incredible... I was in UCD there the other day, and they have, in front of UCD, where the running track used to be, they've let part of it grow wild. It is with sunflowers.
Beautiful.
And absolutely beautiful. But anyway, okay, has anyone else had their ceramic flower pots robbed? And if you have, should you report to the Gardaí, or is it too trivial?
Yeah.
Or two, does everyone just forget about those expensive ceramic pots which are everywhere and just go for the cheap plastic ones, which, Margaret, do not look as well?
No, Joe, they
okay.
don't.
Okay.
And, okay.
Okay, Margaret, thanks indeed. 51551 Joe at rt.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to Margaret and the stolen expensive flower pots. It's happening everywhere. Michael, what happened? You there, Michael?
How you doing?
What happened?
It's almost 2 years ago now, and I was getting ready to go to work one morning at 5:30, and the dog started to bark, and I had a look out, and here's the fellow outside with a brand new Jeep.
Yeah.
And he was coming over a neighbour's garden, and a mask on him, and he had loaded the Jeep up with stuff from four houses in the row of houses where I live.
Wow. He was just lifting the floral and the flower pots and...
Anything that he could sell fairly quickly at a market or something, he was bringing it with him. Flower pots, chimes, ornaments.
Just clearing out the front of the house, the front of the garden.
The front gardens of the house. When I seen him first, I thought he had broken into the house next door to me. There's an old lady who lives on her own. And that's what alarmed me. But I got the number of the Jeep, and the guards got him at his house with all the stuff. And...
Oh, the guards got him. Fair play to you.
The guards got him, and the squadron came back to me about a half an hour later. It was like a delivery from Interflora with all the stuff he had.
And what happened to him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
They said, no, absolutely nothing. The guards came back to me and said, we're better off just let it go, because he'd be in the court and he'd be on free legal aid, and I'd be there on my own, and he'd have all his friends with him, and you wouldn't know. So they got him on other stuff, though. He was a qualified driver.
One of Margaret's points was she's her expensive pots and these beautiful trees that people buy now and put in pots out the front of their ceramic pots, big ones. She said, I thought it was too trivial to tell the Gardaí. Well, no, that kind of proves it. If you said the Garda car was like a delivery from Inter Flora when it came back, and you said the guard said there's no point in us going after these fellas.
No, but they said they had other stuff that they got them with, and that was more serious.
What part of the country was this?
In Mullingar.
Okay, because Margaret was in North County, Dublin. Okay, Michael, 51551Joe@rt.ie.